Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the clothing of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The collar. Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Qurra radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that his father informed him that he accompanied the people of Muzayna tribe when they went to pledge allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that occasion he noticed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's buttons were open. Imam Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala narrates that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu pledged allegiance and also inserted his hand into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's collar to kiss the seal of prophethood. Note that the above incident establishes the fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's garment had a collar. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah explains that the collar was sewn on the chest area of the garment. Allama Abdul Hayy rahimahullah writes that the collar was in the center of the garment, neither to the left nor to the right. The buttons. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a qamis sewn for himself which had buttons. The hadith means that the chest should be concealed by sewing buttons on the garment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would sometimes keep his buttons closed, and at times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would leave them open. Zayd ibn Aslam rahimahullah narrates that he once saw Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's buttons open. So he inquired the reason. Whereupon Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reported that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform salah with his buttons open. Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Qurra radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from his father that the buttons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's garment were open when he arrived with the people of the Muzayna tribe to pledge allegiance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam ibn Majah rahimahullah narrates from Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the link in the chain of narrators of this hadith, that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala never closed his buttons for the rest of his life, whether it was in winter or in summer. Note, this displays the true love on the part of these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who chose not to close his buttons, even though it was winter, in order to emulate the coincidental practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A hadith in Sahih Bukhari reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gold buttons on a particular garment. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.